When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Flex Friday. We are at the American Heritage Museum, which is half in Hudson, Massachusetts, and half in my longtime home continent of Stowe. Good morning. Hello. Thanks, everybody. Unbelievable.
So cool.
Starting Veterans Day weekend off with a tradition later on today, Lunch with a Hero. And then I thought we might create a new tradition by coming here and doing the show this morning here, which I think all of your first times here, your initial impressions.
I can't believe it. I mean, I got here pretty early to walk around and see some of the planes because you had told me that the planes were the coolest part. I can't get over it. Like, I'm in awe walking around. And I'm in awe that so many people are here so early in the morning. No, this place is incredible.
Any regrets that you didn't marry a veteran?
Always.
No, a man in a uniform.
Yes, I mean, very handsome.
It's hard
very
to deny.
Very handsome.
Yes.
I don't know if you know the song, Bill has a uniform. It's just a collared shirt.
Oh, it's... Yes, it is.
That's a veteran or a wag.
Wiggy, what your thoughts?
I tell you what, it's pretty cool. You know, I'm a big Call of Duty guy, so, you know, I'm into all the military stuff. So I'm ready to get some of this stuff outside and let's fire off some rounds.
I meant to text you yesterday because latest Lioness episode, they bring up Call of Duty during the training.
Oh, they do?
Yes, and I just thought of Woody.
All right.
Well, you know, the amazing thing is that you do it not IRL.
No.
These guys did it. Many of them did it actually in real life.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So the first of many rounds of applause for our veterans who are here today. And later on, I could not be more excited about Joe Landry, who will be here. He is a World War II veteran, and he just celebrated his 100th birthday. And he'll be with us about 7:30 this morning, and we'll have him on the show for Ask a Greatest Generation member at 8:20 this morning. And so he's an unbelievable guy. We met him last year at Lunch with a Hero, and he's an unbelievable dude. So
hilarious, too.
And we'll throughout the show today, we'll get the opportunity to talk to those men and women who serve this country and to thank them for that. And our thanks to you this morning. If you come by, the American Heritage Museum is free breakfast. I think we got free breakfast for the first 100 of you who come by this morning from All Town Fresh. And so we'd love to see you this morning. And I'm sure that when you get here, you will find that you need to stay here till 5 to see everything, or you're going to have to come back again and check it out.
I got here at 3 just to walk around inside and to just see. And I felt you because you worked here, right?
I did.
In this building.
Yes. When I was in high school, not in this building because this building wasn't here. When I worked here in the 1950s, It was...
The war was still going on. It was at the museum.
It was just... it was an automobile museum. But I should thank the Collings family who are hosting us here. And they started off by creating a classic automobile museum. And so, yes, I worked. Curtis, one of the first jobs when it came to working with my hands,
right?
Physical labor.
Oh.
With my tiny hands, physical labor. Really, one of my first physical labor job was picking up drops at the apple orchard at Shelburne Farms right down the road, which is probably the most disgusting job anybody could ever have in the world.
What do you mean by drops?
Right. What's
like
that?
When the apples fall off, they don't fall far from the tree, but
yep.
they sit there and people walk all over them, drive all over them. Do all kinds of things all over them, and then
that just nature's composting?
Right.
No, you go around and pick them up. That's how they make cider.
Oh, so. Okay.
No.
Oh,
gross.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Courtney.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, cider's ruined.
Yeah. Don't run that through your app.
No, I will not.
I didn't know you grew up out here. I thought you just lived here as an adult.
He talks about it all the time.
My lifelong. This is. I grew up here
and stayed here.
I'm very sentimental today.
He's a townie.
We raised our children here.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I am a townie.
Right. I can't believe that you drove this far to go into the city to do your show for so long.
Every day.
Yeah, that's
every day.
That ride's long.
Yeah. How long did you have a driver for?
Maybe a brief period of time. Yeah. Johnny Egan was there, but I
did see. So it was an automobile museum.
Yes,
I did see a tank that had a Pantera sticker on it. Was that for
no,
you?
No, I didn't put that on. On there.
Are you sure?
But we can't.
Rebellious.
It's just impossible to describe this place.
Unbelievable.
It's hard.
If you're watching on Twitch, you can see the tank that is behind us. I would, if you're available today and you're not coming out here and you don't have a lot going on, I would at some point try to watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube, because we'll give you a little tour of the over 60,000 square feet of military artifacts which are here and exhibits, and it is just, you know, throughout the year, but certainly with Veterans Day here, it's a great time to think about those who are braver, certainly braver than I,
right,
and serve this country. So.
It's actually pretty cool. Like, you know, like you don't really get to experience like being 3 feet away from a tank and really how big it is. Yeah. Or, you know, there's this like fighter jet behind us, and you don't really get to realize how big these things are. And actually, like, you know, these things are not bulletproof, and they were actually being fired upon or firing giant, you know, rounds out of it. And it's like pretty cool and interesting to kind of see it up close and personal. That's the one thing that I'm always impressed with, is to see the weaponry up close and personal.
Yeah.
There's a plane in the back that was there at Pearl Harbor and survived because it was getting worked done on it. That was one of the things that I saw when I first walked in.
Yeah.
And I was told about it. It's in the far back left corner. And it's crazy to me to walk around. Wiggy's right. I mean, how often are you this close to this type of machinery? So for me, it's...
And think about the rounds that
also,
come
Wiggy,
out of that.
That's Pearl Harbor, the military base, not the drink.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know that.
Okay.
But I wonder what
no
type
rim
of...
shot?
What type of round comes out of this tank or even that tank? It's like pretty interesting when you get to see, you know, I walked in and it looked like it was like, I don't know, like a 50 cal machine gun that would be mounted on the back of a Jeep or something as soon as you walked in, and to like know that these things were actually fought in battle.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
You're right about Call of Duty. You're going to have to leave mid-show and go play Call of Duty.
Oh, man, I cannot wait.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to. We are at the American Heritage Museum, and at about 8:20 or so, Joe Landry will be here. We are celebrating Joe's centennial birthday. But before that, Bruins, the up and down season of the Boston Bruins continues. This is it's up this morning.
They wanted to give that one away, though.
Yeah, they did.
You got the walk off from Brad Marchand last night in overtime. So Jim Montgomery survives another weekend, I guess.
Back to 500.
Back to 500. I mean, I don't know. You're right, though. They kind of wanted to give that game away.
Right. I mean, yeah. It was crazy to be up in the point of the season that they are, and then to see that third period, it was I looked at it and said, oh, they're going to lose this one.
Yeah, they're just like, you know, they're one of those teams where you kind of don't know what they are. I think they'll still make the playoffs, but how far are they really going to go in the postseason?
The only change they can make that will have something that really shakes the entire organization up is at the coaching position. That's why that's being rumored, because you spent a bunch of money in the offseason. You're up against a hard cap in the NHL. You're not going to be doing any more real trades to improve your roster. It's not like last year where you had an excess of one position at goalie.
Yeah.
So that's
so you're saying even if you don't think Jim Montgomery is the problem,
if you want the team to change, that's why in hockey it's so like these guys are recycled. That's why Ken loves hockey. They recycle coaches.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is what they're going to do. It's not a matter of if but when.
But how many times we talked about this, I don't know, yesterday or the day before. If you're Don Sweeney and Cam Neely, how many times can you fire a coach and use that as the excuse?
I don't know. Especially when the coach and Mike Milbury talked about this yesterday, especially when both coaches have been relatively good for you, especially in the regular season. How do you fire a guy who 2 years ago set the NHL record for most wins, points, and now...
Well, they have to be thinking about it or you'd have a new deal. Like,
yeah, I agree with that.
You know, they went into this season clearly with questions about Jim Montgomery, or they would have given him a new deal and he wouldn't be a lame duck.
You've been right, though. They have one more in them. And then it's got to be a complete refresh for this entire franchise.
Oh, you're talking about with Sweeney and Neely.
Yeah, like they've got one more. They can fire one more, I guess, before people are starting to say, wait a minute, you can't keep doing this. We're getting the same result.
It's kind of like the Danny Ainge thing. When does the owner, which was Wick at that point in time, get to the point where he's like, all right, Danny did a lot for the organization, but it's been a while since he's done anything significantly in the sense of, you know, being able to win a championship. So when do I have to make a very tough decision in removing a guy that a lot of people love Cam Neely?
Mm-hmm.
But when does
Neely's going?
I don't think he's ever Cam Neely's never going to go.
But I will say,
so
this,
then does he not have a hand in anything?
I think he is there half facing guy that the fans love and half in charge of Sweeney.
So he has really no hand in nothing that goes on.
It's sort of like Sam Kennedy's seen how many managers he's been in this position since Larry Lucchino left the Woo Sox. He's going to keep that job because he's one of John Henry's
Woos. Right, and he's not a really big decision maker.
Right.
The decision maker is on the GM.
Right. Sam Kennedy meets the media when John Henry doesn't want to, and that's how he keeps his job.
Right.
Serious.
I get that. I can see that.
But sometimes at the end of the season, he doesn't even meet the media on this show.
He's afraid of two people, John Henry and Courtney. but they could do the other thing, which was what the Celtics did with Mazzulla, which is at the All-Star break, Mazzulla got a new deal that the team had performed above what we expected or about what we expected, and they gave him that sort of sign of belief in whatever. If the Bruins do that with Monty, let's say the Bruins go on a 6-game winning streak here, then I think they should do that. They shouldn't stand pat. Either you extend Monty before the end of the year like the Red Sox and Cora.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings.
Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or you fire him.
Yeah. But Milbury made a good point yesterday. As much success as Monty has had, when have you ever seen a coach have to like almost beg or prove that he's the guy to get a new deal midway through the season or even at the beginning? Like, you would think based off of where what Monty has been able to accomplish.
I don't think the regular season, though, Wiggy, I don't think they look at the regular season as the way you might. Like, I think, great, they look at it and go, great, you won the president's trophy, and so what did that do for us?
Right. Like, I don't. So then they do look at the regular season like me, where it means absolutely nothing.
Yes, what you've done. Yeah. I was saying if you were suggesting that they look at the regular, that fans or somebody looks at the regular season and says, "Wow, unbelievable! They did something that was never done before." I don't think people look at it that way.
Well, I just only base it off
like where's the play? Like, where's the long run into the playoffs?
Right.
Where's,
you know?
I would say NHL's regular season is the least relevant of all the major sports because their playoffs every year you see a 7 over a 2, an 8 over a 1.
Yeah.
It's all about, wait for it.
Hot goaltender. I knew it. All right. It's a Flex Friday. It's also a Patriots Friday. And as the New England Patriots get ready for the Chicago Bears, we will talk with Jelani Tavai coming up at 7:30 this morning. Before that, though, we will get to our leads coming up at around 6:25 or 6:30 this morning. They said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly talk about what Brad Marchand said about his overtime winner last night when we get to They Said It. Courtney has the news at 7:45. I mentioned it earlier, but we'll be joined at 8:20 by Joe Landry, World War II veteran, Greatest Generation member, and I cannot wait for that. And then the show today will end with Tank Commander Wiggins. Not in real life. Driving us across enemy lines in a tank to end the show on Twitch.
Shoot something?
Yeah, me.
I don't know.
Just the side of the hill. I saw there's a lot of hills.
Is he allowed to fire any weapons? No?
Okay. No?
All right.
Even if it's a dummy round?
Yes?
Yeah, a dummy round.
He says he's got a good shot.
Yes. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
What do you mean? It was plastered all over Instagram when I did Matt Light shoot off competition.
You just have to wear a MAGA hat, that's all.
Hey, listen. I've moved on from the election. Yeah. Whoever's in office, I support.
Right. You have something in common with a tank, which is that you're 40 and the tank, we're about the same speed. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, I can't outrun no tank, with these hamstrings.
All right. We are at the American Heritage Museum. We'll be here all morning, and we would love to see you this morning as we get ready to say thank you to those who have served this country on the Friday before Veterans Day. Here is Courtney to start us off with what is trending this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Will the Bruins get a win in overtime to get back to 500 on the season? Taking down the Calgary Flames 4-3, Captain Marchand was the savior with the game winner. Jim Montgomery talked about Brad after the win. Here's what he had to say.
I thought he was desperate the entire game. I mean, he hit a couple of posts. I thought that he was on top of his game. I thought he was skating well, you know. But his ability to recover and just keep going, his second and third effort, you know, it needs to become contagious on our team because he's a great leader.
Corpusalo was in goal. He had 34 saves in the win. The Ravens beat the Bengals in Thursday night football 35-34. Lamar Jackson in Baltimore scored 28 points in the second half, the most a team has scored in the second half this season. A 5-yard touchdown pass to Rashad Bateman with under 2 minutes to go sealed the deal.
Your boy Zay Flowers killed me on my parlay.
Been so hot too. What you did?
I had him 11 yards in the first quarter.
Okay.
I mean 11 and a half.
Yeah, you he love gets doing these first quarter.
Yeah. He gets 11, I need 11 and a half. I had Jamar Chase for 16. He had 40 in the first quarter.
You, you understand that's why they win all the time, right?
What's that?
That's why they win. They are...
The sucker bet?
They are so good.
Oh.
They know.
Yeah. Plus, there's so many suckers like me out there that are chasing it. We're chasing our tails.
By the way, a game where a team scored over 28 points in the second half, Super Bowl 51, Patriots.
Mm. Also, Curtis, how long do you keep being allowed to refer to yourself as the parlay playboy if you have yet to win a single parlay?
You know, it's Friday, and Wiggy and I ended on a bumpy note, so I think Wiggy is playboy, parlay boy, whatever the hell he wants to be called.
That's
for
fine.
All the perpetuity.
Yeah. As long as you keep betting, you're the playboy.
But when you name yourself, you got to learn this, Greg. This is like street knowledge 101. When you name yourself, you can use it as long as you want.
Really? Doesn't matter if anybody agrees or not.
That doesn't matter. Okay. You gave yourself that name.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It is a Patriots Friday. Like Greg said, we'll talk with Jelani Tavai this morning about the Pats matchup with the Bears on Sunday. Kickoff for that one is at 1 p.m. The Celtics are home tonight with the Nets in town. Tip is at 7:30. Jaylen Brown is out of this one with Luke Kornet as doubtful with right hamstring tightness.
And I'm assuming that based on the goalie rotation that you could get a goalie hug v. goalie hug game tomorrow night for the Boston Bruins.
Yeah.
Scheim, am I right about that?
Yeah.
Should. Right? Little revenge opportunity.
Little revenge goalie hug?
For both of the goaltenders tomorrow night? Okay.
And before I throw it to Curtis, for the weather, it does seem like Greg was right about one Mac Jones this weekend.
Mm.
He's he is going to be under center for Jacksonville.
I've already unloaded bets on the Minnesota Vikings. So.
All right.
But you were so certain that he wasn't going to play.
Right. Yeah, I'm still not convinced that he is going to play.
Return of the Mac.
Does that mean I get my return of the Mac rejoin sometime this morning?
All right, fine.
Return of the Island.
Mm-hmm.
If he stinks, which he's going.
I am rooting so hard for him this weekend.
I can't wait. I can't wait for him to have four turnovers.
What? For our purposes?
No.
He goes out there and throws like 350 yards, four touchdowns. The Jaguars beat the Vikings.
Zero picks.
Oh my God, now we got a quarterback.
He's a completely different guy.
Yeah, they just paid Trevor Lawrence a boatload of money. It's like.
Don't worry, Wiggy. It's not going to happen.
Didn't the spread jump?
It moved, I think, like a half a point. It's Minnesota by 7.
Oh, I thought it moved a lot.
But Trevor Lawrence it seems like he's going to have surgery. So you're going to get to see an extended period of time with Mac Jones, I think.
You are going to be insufferable.
Yeah. All right. Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Curtis Weather, did you give it already?
I haven't, but good to see that you listen. 42 degrees, mostly clear in Boston, afternoon high of 61. I'm going to go to that bar. What's it, Ariel's, where Mac went? What's it called?
No.
He was at Yvonne's.
He was at Yvonne's.
I've never been to either. I've never not cool enough, but I'm going to create like single boy touchdown swag drink.
Yes, he did have that was during his brief breakup.
Would you say he's the biggest douche that did nothing?
He threw a I'm single party for himself.
Right.
Reportedly black tie.
Wow.
And he blacked out.
Yes, black tie, and then he blacked out in the and unfortunately, probably a bad ice cube.
Allegedly.
I think it was actually shower water.
Yes, allegedly. All right, we are at the American Heritage Museum with a whole bunch of incredible people who came out this morning to say thanks, and we will be right back with our leads next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.